Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Spiritual Gifts, Discovering the Fire Within, Part 2 of 3. There's no spiritual gift vending machine. There's no definitive personality test that stamps your calling. The Holy Spirit distributes gifts by divine order. But Scripture gives us principles for discovering them. First, desire matters. Paul says to eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 14. Have you? You're allowed to ask. Second, love reveals direction. Psalm 34:37-4 says that God gives us the desires of our heart. But that doesn't mean he gives us everything we want. It means he plants holy desires inside us. Have you ever felt drawn towards something spiritual? A burden to teach or share some knowledge about God? A pull towards prayer? A sensitivity towards hurting people? A boldness to speak the truth or to enlighten someone? That may not be random. That may be revelation. Third, the community confirms gifts. Ask people who know you spiritually, what do you see in me? Do any of these gifts pop out to you? Often others recognize what we overlook. Fourth, action clarifies calling. You don't discover gifts sitting still. You discover them serving. Some Christians say, when I know my gift, I'll start serving. And that's the wrong answer. You serve, and in serving, your gifts surface. College students study intensely for exams. They journal, they question, they reflect. Why would we assume discovering God's design requires less effort? If a man in line offers $50 to anyone who extends their hand, and you don't extend yours, you're passed by. Could it be that God has placed spiritual potential in you and you've never stretched your hand to receive it? Or perhaps you once used your gift, even felt alive in it, but life distracted you, and now it's on the shelf gathering dust. If there's a fire in you, fan it. If you don't feel it, pray for it. Paul told Timothy, fan into flame the gift of love, 2 Timothy 1:6. Gifts neglected, cool down. Gifts exercised, ignite. The Spirit has placed something in you. So don't let fear suffocate it or let comparison shrink it. And don't let comfort bury it. For God's sake, don't let busyness steal it. Seek, serve, stretch. You'll discover a life you've only dreamed of. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day. Tomorrow, part 3.